inflation is on the lips of everybody right now, as it is. Like the only thing that it's important to understand is that this is, you know, cyclical. It you know, the inflation piece will come back. The expectation is that in 2023 that it will drop back, but it will depend on geopolitical issues that are happening that are outside of our control.
And I guess that's it. I mean, at some point, as you say, it should happen next year that it'll come back a little bit, but because of the war in Ukraine and so on, and Brexit maybe even to just to a little a lesser extent at the moment, because the war in Ukraine has taken over, has taken such prominence, it's hard for people to see what, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That's absolutely, and you know, and everybody is struggling with this. But there needs also to be the realization that that although, you know, inflation has increased and is increasing, and the expectation is that the annual rate will be somewhere in the region of 6% for the year. The difficulty is that there's a kind of a fine balance, I think, that the Department of Finance and the government have to follow. Because if there's you know, excessive wage demands, interesting enough, that leads to greater inflation again. So there is that kind of balance. So there is if firms have wage demands, then that increases their cost of production in a way, and that leads to increased prices and that spiral. So there needs to be it needs to be managed very carefully. I would suspect.
Well, certainly then on that, and you mentioned that excessive wage demands could actually have a negative impact. The report from TASC is calling for a moderate wage increase. Do you think, and also a targeted expansion of welfare payments for the less well-off, do you think, Louis, that we could handle that without there being that negative spiral?
Well, I think for sure, and I think it's a fairly common held view that these inflationary pressures are having a greater effect on the less well off, and I think in that area, I think the government and the Department of Social Protection could view those moderate increases at that level.
Are you noticing more and more people coming to you at the credit union for your assistance?
For sure. In a number of areas, in actual fact, it's been interesting. So we have people who have loans with us who are finding it difficult around the repayments, and our view of that is that, you know, don't stick your head in the sand. Please come and talk to us, and we will try to sort out some form of adjusted repayment on your loan. And then we have other people who are trying to budget themselves in a better way, because I mean certainly in these inflationary times, that's one of the things that we all need to do is that we all need to work on budgeting and that we live within that budget. So we are getting people in around that area as well, and they're probably the two main areas. And I suppose the other bit about these inflationary pieces is that I kind of have a view that people have parked bigger type projects, you know. So if people were considering putting an extension on the house, or, you know, doing some work, replacing a kitchen, replacing a bathroom, that the cost of those have risen so much that I think people are maybe rethinking. Is possibly the word.
Yeah, certainly, and that's something we've covered on the show before as well, the cost of building, be it the cost of materials, the difficulties with the supply chain, the difficulties sourcing workers, yes, within construction and so on, has added to that particular mix. So just before we finish, Louis, would your overall main bit of advice be to people to budget? That, you know, look, it can be seem like a bit of a pain in the backside to do a weekly gather around the kitchen table with the calculators and go through everything that you're going to need for the coming week. But I guess these times call for such measures.
Yeah, look, I mean, there are various measures that people that we can all take. I a number of them would include for people to kind of eliminate unnecessary expenses. you know, start shopping for groceries in a different way. In other words, do it as one shop rather than constantly, you know, shooting in and out of shops. You know, one of the big ones that is certainly there is to reduce your home energy bill. I mean, one of the things we have to consider is that anybody who started earning, you know, from the year 2000 on, like inflation is a new world for these people. Like it's not something that they have really, experienced before, certainly at this level. So I mean, reducing your home energy bill, either by switching, you know, there's certainly good areas to be had there. Like another area that's been widely spoken about is people being efficient in their car usage. And on the finance side, I mean, certainly two or three things on that bit, like, concentrate on paying off your high cost debt, which would include your credit card. There is a signal there that interest rates will be increased in the medium term by the ECB. So people with mortgages should consider looking at moving their mortgages from variable rates to fixed rate mortgages for, you know, maybe 3 or 5 years. And then the other bit really is around your utility bills, like your insurance costs or your energy, like is to look at switching annually.